Thank you for calling Glasgow City Council's Discovery Legislation Team. This line is for Freedom of Information requests, environmental information, GDPR, participation requests, and privacy notice consent. If your inquiry is regarding any other issue, please press 1. Otherwise, please hold and your call will be transferred to the first available advisor.
Did you know you can find information about how we collect and use your personal data on our website at www.glasgow.gov.uk/privacy? If you would like to hear more information on our privacy statement, please press 9 now. Otherwise, please hold while we connect you to the service you require.
Thank you for your patience. We know you are waiting and will answer your call as quickly as possible. Please continue to hold. Thank you for your patience. We know you are waiting and will answer your call as quickly as possible. Please continue to hold. Thank you for your patience. We know you are waiting and will answer your call as quickly as possible. Please continue to hold. Thank you for your patience. We know you are waiting and will answer your call as quickly as possible. Please continue to hold. Thank you for your patience. We know you are waiting and will answer your call as quickly as possible. Please continue to hold. Thank you for your patience. We know you are waiting and will answer your call as quickly as possible. Please continue to hold. Thank you for your patience. We know you are waiting and will answer your call as quickly as possible. Please continue to hold. Thank you for your patience. We know you are waiting and will answer your call as quickly as possible. Please continue to hold. Thank you for your patience. We know you are waiting and will answer your call as quickly as possible. Please continue to hold. Thank you for your patience. We know you are waiting and will answer your call as quickly as possible. Please continue to hold.
Good afternoon. You're through to Freedom of Information and Data Protection. You're speaking to Matthew. How can I help you today?
Hi, Matthew. This is James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today? You okay?
I'm all right. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thank you. I'm just calling today just to try and receive a little bit of clarity on one of our clients who we've received a response from yourselves in relation to a subject access request. Can I provide you with your reference for the matter?
Yes, certainly. So before we go any further, can I ask, was the initial request sent through by yourselves or by your client?
By ourselves.
By yourselves, okay. What's the reference number there then?
I have DP8571.
Mm-hmm. 422. Nice, me got that here, yep.
Yeah, so just to confirm, it's obviously for the our client being Miss Georgina Logan.
Okay. Yeah, and how can I help?
So essentially, we've sent a subject access request to try and help her Scottish redress application to try and strengthen it to collect her childcare records. She's provided with the care settings of Maywell Residential School, which is Ayrshire, as well as Castle Toward Residential School, which is Argyll and Bute, and then we've got Thorndy Residential School, Angus. We know that from further research that obviously for historical records, yourselves at the Mitchell Library hold most of the records for the councils. But we've only been in receipt of her adult care records from yourselves, and she was, before she was placed into care, her address was Glasgow at Ergold Drive. So we're just a bit confused as to if there is actually no record at all for her being under the age of 18 and being a child, or if they've just you've not been able to locate them, or if they've just not been sent to us properly. I was just wondering if you could clarify this for me today.
Okay, so all the information I'll be able to give you is just in the notes that the officers have put on the job. As we're just a reporting line here, so we are not actual the officers themselves.
Yeah.
So if you give me a wee second, I'll see what I can find out for you.
Yeah, no worries. It's just that obviously with her being her address before she was in Kerr being Glasgow itself, I know that obviously the Kerr settings, what she's been in, hasn't necessarily been in the area of Glasgow, obviously with it being Ayrshire, Argyll and Bute and Angus. But upon sending subject access requests to them, they all state that they have no records from her at all and suggested for us to send a subject access request to Glasgow, which we already had at that time. And the mum was in receipt of a response, everything from what I can see. The only records what was provided to us was the earliest assessment date was like 2015, what I can see, and then as well as everything's just for 2015 under the and they provided obviously the social worker's name. So I'm just a bit confused as to if there's actually any childcare records and if you've possibly just made a mistake and not forwarded us to the childcare records and just provided us with her previous, because as you can see on the types here, it says that previously she started her social work care in Glasgow on the 1st of January 1994, and then it ended on the 25th of the 5th 2010, and then it started again literally the next day on the 26th of the 5th 2010, and it's not currently ended. So I'm just obviously a bit confused.
So from what I can see from the notes, and you'll have to forgive me because the guys use shorthand here for the different kind of aspects of the social work team, which I'm not familiar with, so I'll just have to kind of read them out verbatim to you.
Yeah.
We've got NW, and the guys have said that there's been no files retained for that. We've got GL, no files retained. RM, no files retained. And then with the last note is electronic files downloaded and records issued to MMA Legal. So it does look like they've done four separate searches here. Three of them have came back with no files retained, and the fourth one has came back, obviously, with the files, which they've downloaded and provided to yourself.
Right, okay. Which of the ones that have failed, are you able to, like, you were just making abbreviations then? Could you just relay them abbreviations again?
Yeah, so it's NW, so N for November, W for whiskey.
And is there anything on the file that highlights what that's in reference to?
No, not at all. So it's it looks like it's the same FOI investigator that's done all four of the checks here, because it's them that's uploaded each individual note, and they've all been a good couple of days apart. But unfortunately, they've not kind of give any further information than exactly what I've laid out to you. That's what each of the notes says, I'm afraid.
Is there any possibility where I could be transferred through to that colleague? Just so I could obviously...
Not a telephone-based department, I'm afraid. The only communication that we have with them is submitting over the FOI and subject access requests.
Ah, right, okay, so they just don't have a number at all, that department?
No, they don't. Not at all, no. The only way that I can put you in touch with them directly is through their email address, if you've not already got that.
I don't believe so. What would that email address be?
Let me just double check it, because there's two, so I'm wanting to make sure that it's the right one that I'm giving you.
Yeah, no worries.
So it's data protection.
Yeah.
At SW for social work.
Yeah.
.glasgow.gov.uk.
Okay, no problem. I'll go through and just send them an email now, just because I just need a little bit more clarity on this file, just because
of course
it just makes no sense as to how there's no childcare record like at all when she's lived in Glasgow when she was a child, and obviously as an adult, it's just. It's a bit confusing. But thank you very much for your time anyway. I appreciate it.
No, no problem at all. Sorry, I couldn't be more assistance.
Yeah, no worries. Have a nice day. Speak to you later.
You as well. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.